I'm Rose Skeeters, host of From Borderline to Beautiful, a show about hope and recovery for BPD. Hello and welcome to another episode of From Borderline to Beautiful. So today I wanted to talk to you about personal development, about character development, and about goal setting and how setting good, measurable goals can contribute to what I consider this character or personal development. So one of the things that I did want to talk about today is just the word character. So the word character comes from a Greek word meaning chisel. I'm sure you all know what a chisel is. It's a sharp steel tool. If a sculptor is looking to sculpt something out of clay, they're going to use a chisel to scrape away the impurities until there's a masterpiece revealed underneath. And that's really what personal development is, what character development is. It's scraping away those impurities so that you can start to set goals for yourself. Once I learned to set goals for myself, it transformed my life forever. I really didn't use my imagination to dream about big things. I was only thinking about the moment, what felt good, what didn't feel good, and how to hold on tight. But setting goals, it really is an incredible experience because every action and choice you make that leads you to designing your own life puts the keys of your life in your hand and gives you control. When I sit here doing this podcast, you know, I think about, wow, there was a day where I dreamed of working from home and helping people that were fragile and struggling. And here I am, I'm doing it. And I'm doing it because I dreamed about it and I dared to boldly take a step out into this space and do what I knew in my heart I should do. It was a really exhilarating feeling and very powerful. And it definitely contributed to my sense of confidence, capability of readiness and willingness to conquer new and difficult things. So understand that you do have to first tap into your imagination when you look at setting goals for yourself. And goals could be goals in recovery. They could be life goals, relational goals. But I really want you to think big and dream big. The major reason that people usually set a goal is for what they're going to do to accomplish that goal, right? So the goal itself isn't really the thing that's of great value. There's always greater value in the destination in the process than there is in the destination, right? Because as you embark on this journey to achieve a goal, the struggles that you go through in doing that become part of the fabric that makes up our lives. Another important aspect of goal setting that I found was that it provides focus and it shapes dreams. It gives you the ability to hone in on the exact action you need to take in order to get everything in life that you desire. Remember, I talked about the BPD safe house build. I've talked about control. I've talked about these concepts of choice because I want you to understand that you can live a life where you're in remission, you know, doing well, stable, but there's still people who are sort of walking on eggshells and you yourself are walking on eggshells. Or you can live this life of sort of taking that chisel and chipping away at these impurities so that you can build your own life. I want you to feel like you have the keys to your life, that you will make decisions for you, that not everything is overwhelming and that you can have a good life that you've built and that honors who you are. Powerful goals have three components. They have to be inspiring, believable, and they must be goals that you can act on. So again, a powerful goal has three components. They must be inspiring, you have to believe it, and you have to be able to act on the goal. When your goals inspire you, when you believe them and act on them, you will accomplish them. Also, we want to think about what goals do for the long-term aspect of our lives. When we're living in the chaos of emotion, we tend to only think short-term. But having big, broad goals, allowing your imagination to take over for a short time to dream of the life that you would love to live and then set these achievable, actionable steps to achieve those goals provide long-term vision in our lives. Everybody needs lots of powerful long-range goals to help them get past short-term obstacles. Remember that life is designed in such a way that when we look long-term, and we actually are living short-term though, right? We look long-term, we live short-term. We dream for the future, we live in the present. Unfortunately, the present moment can produce many hard obstacles, but having more powerful goals because they're inspiring and believable will allow us to be better able to act on the short-term and guarantee that they will actually come to pass. So for me, what that meant was in recovery, having this long-term goal of having a stable family life, of living in the country, made the short-term pain of character building, of doing the hard things, of doing the right things, of having brave conversations, much more rewarding every step of the way towards that long-term goal. So what I want to do today is give you some concrete things that you can do to start setting goals for yourself. We're going to talk about some key aspects here of goal setting, right? So the first key aspect is evaluation and reflection. The only way we can reasonably decide what we want in the future and how we will get there is to first know where we are right now. And you want to ask yourself, what is my level of satisfaction for where I am in life right now? With your focus on goal setting, the first thing that you need to do is to set aside some serious time for evaluation and reflection. The second key aspect of goal setting are to look at your dreams and goals. What are your dreams and goals? Oh, if you tell me you don't have any, you have to start dreaming. Life is for living. And you're listening to this podcast because you want information on recovery, so let's start dreaming. Not related to the past, though, or what you think you can get, but what you really want. That's important. I didn't think that I was going to be able to help people through my podcast. I didn't think that I was going to be able to own a home one day or live in the country. That was what I wanted. It wasn't what I thought I could get. Have you ever really sat down, thought through your life values, and decided what you really want? This isn't what somebody's told you or someone else says you should have done or what culture tells you or society or TikTok or Instagram. These are things that are in your heart, dreams and goals that are born out of your own heart and mind that are unique to you. They come from who you were created to be and who you were gifted to become. The third key aspect of goal setting is to develop what we call SMART goals, capital S-M-A-R-T. SMART stands for specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time sensitive. So let's look at the S first, SMART. When you are setting a goal, you want to be specific. Don't be vague. Exactly what do you want? You want to be measurable. You want the goal to be measurable. Quantify your goal. How will you know if you achieved it or not? Your goal must be attainable. Be honest with yourself about what you can reasonably accomplish at this point in your life while taking into consideration your current responsibilities. Be realistic. It's got to be doable, real, and practical. Time. Associate a time frame with each goal. When should you complete the goal? So again, make sure that your goals are specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and they have a time frame associated with them. And be sure to use a pen and paper to write down these SMART goals so that you can have that on paper to process rather than it just being another thought that you have. The fourth key aspect of goal setting is accountability. Think for a moment about the word accountable. It actually means to give an account, to tell. When someone knows what your goals are, they help hold you accountable. Whether it's someone else trying to reach the same goal with you or just someone that you can give like the basic idea to, having a person who can hold you accountable. So, evaluate, reflect, decide what you want. Be smart, have accountability. When you put these four key pieces together, you put yourself in a position of power. And in this power, you can boost yourself and catapult yourself toward achieving your goals and towards building a life that you desire. Or we can use that DBT phrase of building a life worth living. Oftentimes, one of the biggest perpetuations of chaos in life is that when someone who lives in an emotional state or is very sensitive, they are overwhelmed by the idea of looking at the future and building a life for themselves. So even things like choosing what they want to eat for dinner or choosing their clothes, it's overwhelming to them. I want you to start with little things if that's the case for you. Understand that it would be very silly of me to ask someone I didn't even know, who didn't know my heart and my mind and who I really was, my pure self, to make choices for me. I used to, and I used to love it. Isn't that what treatment is? Treatment is when you go to a place where someone else makes choices for you and it's safe and comfy and wonderful. Right? Although this is true, this does not build good character. And having good character means that you are looking for inspiration and energy and motivation from within. Your cup is full. You are disciplined. You seek honesty and you just do the right thing the right way because it feels good. But in order to get there, character, chisel, you have to chip away at the impurity, so it takes time. So perhaps the first layer for you is just being brave and choosing what you want to eat for dinner this evening. If you don't like it, choose something different the next time. If you're at a later stage in recovery for you, the key here is going to be setting goals that you believe that you can achieve. Dreaming big. Understanding that if you follow those four key aspects of goal setting, you're going to take back the keys to your life and you're going to begin to build a life worth living. So while you're going through this process of evaluation, find a quiet place. Remember that reflection is best done away from distraction. It just gives you space to think. Take regular time. Whether you're doing this once a week, every other week, once a month or quarter, be sure to set aside regular time at regular intervals to evaluate and to reflect on your goals. Look back at what you have accomplished and where you are. Be specific, be truthful. This is very important. You need to be ruthlessly honest with yourself. Moral compass work, personal development, character development, all of these things, they require one thing, which is honesty. Without honest self-reflection, even though it can be very painful, without the actual truth, change is very difficult because you begin to grow within the context of this world of lies that's been created, right? I was talking to someone about people-pleasing today, right? People-pleasing is something that actually is something that people do because they don't like who they are. So they feel like if they give everything to someone else, that new character that they've created, that other person will like. But usually, it becomes this sort of self-fulfilling prophecy. So the story goes, people don't like me. I have to pretend to be easygoing and overly accommodating. But then people walk all over me, and then they don't end up liking me so that I can confirm that I'm just worthless and no one likes me, even though I never even showed them my true self, right? But if we're being ruthlessly honest, we can see, hey, if you would just represent yourself as the person you actually are, then you at least give people an opportunity to choose whether they want to be with you and be in a relationship with you. So that's just one example of brutal honesty. That's a hard thing to hear, but at least then you have an opportunity, you have a choice. Write things down. When you're evaluating, make sure you keep a record. This gives you a chance at the next stage of evaluation to see exactly where you were the last time, and it keeps things as objective as possible. Make sure to continue to look forward, setting your next goal, and stretching yourself according to what works for you. Evaluation and reflection is so important because it gives you an objective way to look at what you have accomplished and to look at the vision that you have for your life. Remember, if you never take the time to evaluate and reflect, you'll end up blowing back and forth in life, living by your emotions, by what society tells you to do, being a victim of circumstance, of social media pressure, and unfortunately, of personal weaknesses. So I really encourage you today to take a few hours this week, evaluate and reflect, start there, see where you are, get a journal, ground yourself with a real journal, a pen and a piece of paper, and see where you're at. Continue this regular time set aside to evaluate and reflect so that you can see how much progress you've gained and so that you can maintain accountability to this process. All right, everybody, well, that's all I have for you today. Enjoy your process of goal setting in your pursuit of personal development and chiseling away those impurities and imperfections to build a strong character to maintain stability. And I will talk to you next week with a recovery story in another episode of From Borderline to Beautiful. Thanks for listening. That was From Borderline to Beautiful, a production of Skeeter Strength Mindset Coaching Systems. We help frustrated individuals, resentful couples, and disconnected families navigate through tough times. Visit us on the web at skeeterstrength.com. If you like this show, remember, you can hear it on Anchor or Apple Podcasts or Pocket Cast or any app you use to listen to podcasts. Subscribe to get a new episode every Monday. Next time on the show, we're going to continue our eating disorder series. If you want to get in touch, you can leave me a voice message. Some of you had some comments and questions from last episode, so let's hear them. I'd love to hear whatever questions you have too. Just download that Anchor mobile app, search for From Borderline to Beautiful, and tap the message button to send me a voice message. So, if you like this podcast, not only can you download that Anchor app, but you can help us get this message out to so many more people. Head over to Apple and offer us that 5-star rating and let me know what you're thinking about some of our material. The more stars and higher rating we get, the more people will have access to From Borderline to Beautiful, hope and help for individuals with BPD.